Hallelujah. The word of God has come with power. The Lord has used our Father to speak to us. As I was coming up, the Holy Spirit stirred up something in my heart. I want you in 50 seconds to think about your life. Would you want to end your journey this way? Are you not going to consciously rebel against Satan? There are some of you that your destinies are the verge of being truncated. You've struggled so much, and it's as if you are not winning anytime soon. In fact, there are some of us listening to me here. You are so used to defeat that you have worn the defeatist mentality for too long. When you go for an interview, you are sure you are going to fail. You are just sure that it will not work. Now, I tell you the truth, I lie not. You can create a completely new narrative now. The Spirit of God is available. I'm saying that your life can change now. God can plug you out from that domain of system failure to a place where you begin to see light. You know, I'm angry with Satan right now because he has vowed that some of you will not fulfill your destiny. Satan has vowed that some of you are going to encounter a shipwreck just before your divine announcement is made. You have seen people fail in your family consistently, and it's as if it's getting to your turn. Now, you know what you will do? You will make up your mind that in this life, I must not fail. Now, I want to show you something. You will come to a point where you will get angry. You will get furious. You will sustain a holy anger against Satan. Genesis 27, verse 40. We'll pray. And the power of God will be present to break yokes. The power of God will be present to annul negative covenants. If you are called an evangelist, you must see the power of God in your life. If you are called a teacher, you must begin to see the light of God manifest in your life. If you are called a businessman, you must begin to see breakthroughs all around your life. He said, and by thy sword thou shalt live, and shall serve thy brother, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt have the dominion that thou shalt break his yoke. Now, there is a version that says, when you are restless. I think that should be the New King James Version. It shall come to pass when you become restless. Now that's it. And it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break his yoke from your neck. The yoke remains until you become restless. Listen to me. The yoke will continue until the day you get angry. I said, today, I must break out. It's as if pornography has consumed your life and destiny. You stop for 2 days. The third day, you are back on it. You are going to force yourself out by the power of the Spirit. You will become restless in the next 5 minutes. You will look at yourself. Now, imagine you are picturing yourself, speaking to yourself. Samson, you must succeed. Just imagine you are picturing yourself as looking at yourself in the mirror and you are telling yourself, This barrier must be broken. The ground is tired of you. There is a place waiting for you at the top. You have remained in this place for too long. Now, I see God creating, listen to me, there will be creative dimensions now. I want you to look into the future and create a future. Create a future. Get out of this domain. You've remained here for too long a time. A change must happen. If you are not restless, the yoke continues. Pray in the next 5 minutes as though your spirit will burst. My God, you are not understanding. Pray your spirit out. A change must happen. I can't continue this way. No! The yoke of failure must be lifted. The burdens of harassment, satanic harassments, death, failure, it's over. It has to be over now. It has to be over now. Until you become restless, the yoke remains. Rebel against Satan now. Come on. Who told you you can't get married? That devil is a liar. Who told you you cannot pioneer a work? That devil is a liar. Who told you you cannot be a preacher? Who told you you cannot pass an interview? The devil is a liar. Until you become restless. Until you become restless. Kapatos katebator. Pray in the next 5 minutes. Pray out your spirit. Let the intensity increase. Apapotasata. Papotasata. Papotasata kopa. Wa satwa. Wa satwa pa. Elfia suta. The yoke must be taken. The yoke must break.
Give up.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We will pray one more prayer before I pray for us. Please, I want to secure your attention. Please listen to me. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. The Bible says, holding fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that has promised. You know what that means? Let me show you. Two of you come, please. The day I understood this scripture, I had to check the lexicon to read it directly from the Hebrew Bible. In fact, there are certain things you will not understand except you cross-check it from the lexicon. For example, Hebrews 11:1 does not define faith. It actually talks about the behavior of faith. The behavior of faith. It says, wrap around this young man. Wrap around him. He said, holding on to. The Greek version says, wrap around the promise. Wrap your hand around the promise. You know what that means? Now, me and you today. You are not going anywhere. Now, see, this matter is me and you. That was what Jacob did. He said, you are not going except you bless me. Have you ever held your promise like this? You know, the problem I have with some of you is that you are always looking for prophecy. Meanwhile, in the spirit realm, there are loads of prophecy concerning your life that has not found expression. Why are you looking for another one when the ones that are stuck have not found expression? Come on, stop dreaming until the other dreams are finding expression. Begin to find expression in your life. And you know something? Let me tell you something. Please listen to me very carefully. You see, the painful thing is that Satan does not have jurisdiction here. As good as it is, as sweet as it is the truth. Do you know what that means? It means that if we have 100,000 inhabitants in Makodi, and 100,000 of them decide to shut Satan out, Satan will pack out of Makodi. You don't understand. He said, the earth he has given to the sons of man, not Satan. Satan is a specialist in the spirit realm, but he's not a specialist here. He has no jurisdiction here. What he does is to employ functionaries. In functionaries that will help him import from the spirit into the earth realm. If you refuse, he can condescend to possessing a dog. Because he needs a body to function here. So when you become an expert in the spirit realm, you will become a wonder on the face of the earth. What I'm saying tonight is that everybody under the sound of my voice, whatever has been captured in the realm of the spirit concerning your life, today, they must begin to find expression. You see the way he has wrapped. What has God shown you? What has God said concerning your life? You will tell that in me and you today. You go nowhere. You go nowhere. Holding fast. If it's healing, that healing must come to pass. It must find expression. If God has spoken concerning your marriage, wrap around it. Verse 35, he says, casting not away, therefore, your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward, that after you have done the will of God, he that will come, will come. You know what the Bible says further? He said, if any man draws back, that means if you leave him and draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in you. My soul shall have no pleasure in you. Can you cry and tell that promise? Tell your nation the spoken word over your life, that revelation, that vision. It is time to find expression. This is the time. You do that prayer in 2 minutes. 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 Kapatos Ataya. Ka! Ka Shelaya. Wrap around it. You go nowhere. You go nowhere until there is a release. Until there is a release. Hold fast. Hold fast. Hold, hold fast. To the promise. The marriage. The marriage. The marriage must work. When you hold fast, that spirit's path will leave. That sickness will leave. Somebody stop praying. Hold. Hold. Hold fast. Kapata sotaya. Kapata sotaya. Eliaratia. Eliaratia zetua. Zetua te pratuata. Hold him fast. Hold him fast. You have 1 more minute. Pray like I've never prayed before. Pray like I've never prayed before. In the next 1 minute, cry. Cry, cry. Cry. Casa Catorieta. Casa Brasula. Cabra Canabrietoa. Ima, Ima, Ima. Celiatoa. In Jesus' mighty name. The glory of your destiny, the glory of your ordination will begin to find expression from this minute in the name of Jesus. Whatever contrary power, I came with a holy anger. Anything that has vowed that your destiny will not find fulfillment, today I banish them from this space. I release you into your manifestation. I release you into your manifestation. Whether the devil likes it or not, whether hell likes it or not, irrespective of the arrangement of hell, I speak over you, you will find fulfillment. If you are under the sound of my voice, your life will not be a failed life. You didn't hear me. Your life will not be a failed life. I feel prompted in my spirit to prophesy. Your destiny will find expression. I see 7 people here as I speak the word of God over you. I see 7. What I see is like a map. and the devil has held you back, these seven individuals will be given wings to fly. You've crawled. The Lord said you have crawled. You have crawled for too long. And if you keep crawling, your arrival is not in view. But the Lord said he gives you wings now. I release the wings of the Spirit. Fly, 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 fly. Take the wings, take the wings, take the wings of the Spirit. Take the wings of the Spirit. Receive the wings of the Spirit and fly. And fly. And to the woman was given wings to fly into her place. To the woman was given wings to fly into her place. All hands lifted up. Lord, where are the seven individuals with the wings? It's the golden wings. From my left to my right to the middle, there are seven of them. Must just help me. There are seven of them. Help me, help me, help me. Quickly, help me. Something is about to happen. There are seven wings released. Seven. Seven wings released. Wings of the eagle. Wings of an eagle, of an eagle. There are seven of them in the congregation. They just took delivery of wings to fly. To fly. If you have found them, bring them to me here quickly. There are seven of them. Seven of them. There are seven of them. Seven of them. Makatozalia. Help me find them. They took delivery of wings, wings, wings to fly. Wings to fly. We are at the seven. Rakabasetalia. Just help me get them here. There are seven of them. The Lord showed me seven wings. The Lord showed me seven wings. Seven wings. Seven wings. Bring them, help them. Help them. Help them. Seven wings was shown me. Carpetos Katai. Oh my God. I hear in my spirit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There are 12 of you under the sound of my voice. The snare just broke. You have international ministries, but Satan has put you in a cage. Satan put the 12. Lord, show me where they are now. Identify them by your spirit now. Right now, there are 12 of them. The snare breaks. Yes, the snare. It's broken. Yes, that's it. Help them. Yes, young man. The snare is broken. The snare is broken. There are 12 of them. Under that state. There are 12 of them. Help them. 12 of them. The snare breaks. Jesus. Help me find them. Help me find those 12 people. The snare is broken. Oh my God. Hear me. I see the Lord. There are three things I'm going to pray about, and then I hand over the microphone. Just listen to me. This is very, very strategic. There is somebody from the UK here. The Lord showed me very clearly. He's going to anoint you with a kind of fire that will shut down witchcraft. Witchcraft. I don't know if the Lord is intending to send you there or you're already there. But that fire is going to come. It will come in such a way, with such a force, that your internal body organs cannot be able to stand. It's as if your body is coming out of itself. That is for that individual. Then I see four young ladies here. The Lord is going to give you the kind of anointing that was upon Catherine Kuma. But he's saying that you must build consecration. Four young ladies, I don't know where they are. Ushers, help me look for them as I declare it will come on them now. There are four of them. There are four of them. There is a healing anointing. There is a healing anointing coming on them. There is a healing anointing coming on them. There is a healing anointing. There is a healing fire. There are four. There are four. There are four. There are four. The healing garment is on them. The healing fire is on them. There's a healing fire. There's a healing anointing on them. There's a healing anointing on them. Jesus. That anointing to shut down witchcraft is coming, is coming, is coming, is coming. The anointing to shut down witchcraft. The anointing to shut down witchcraft. I don't know where you are. I don't know who the person is, but there's an anointing to shut down witchcraft. There's an anointing. There's an anointing to shut. I perceive that that anointing is by my right hand side. That anointing, help that young man. That anointing is coming strongly, 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 strongly. Parato. Eka pasota. Ke pa patosata. Ke pasatia. Ripasota. Hipasota. Jesus, Jesus, if there is anyone online or site marked to die before the end of this year, I came with a messenger's anointing. If there be a messenger, one among a thousand, to show to man his uprightness, he will be gracious to him and say, deliver him from going down the pit. Therefore, if there is anyone with the mark of death, hear me, this is very strategic. Anyone with the mark of death, anyone online or site, anyone here with the mark of death, let the power of God break through your space now and let death be canceled. Let the agreement of hell be annulled. Let the agreement of Sheol be canceled. Oh, death, lose your grip now. Lose your grip now. No one under the sound of my voice dies. No one under the sound of my voice dies. No one, no one, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl. This year will not see your end. This year will not see your end. You will see the end of this year. Now just lift up your hand and worship God. Just worship him. Just give him praise. 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 Your destiny must happen. Your glory must come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? Hello, sir. Stand up. Lift up your hand. There's a cry in your heart. There's a cry in your heart. Stand behind him. Somebody stand behind him. There's a cry in your heart. There's a cry in your heart. And I ask that the anointing to answer that cry be released on your head now. Let it come. Yes. Make it stronger, Lord. Make it stronger. Make it stronger. Yes. The status quo is breaking. The status quo is breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. The hand of God is strong. Yes, the anointing is strong. It's strong. It's strong. It's strong. Yes, it's strong. Thank you, Jesus. I see the Lord carrying you on a ride. On a ride. I see the Lord. You may say, age. No, 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 no. The Lord is giving you vigor. 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 Strength is coming. Strength to accomplish it. Strength to accomplish it. Strength to accomplish that dream comes. Thank you, Father. Oh, my God. There shall nothing defiling be found around you anymore. If the Lord opens your eyes to see what I see in the realm of the Spirit now, oh, my God. You see this young lady? If the Lord opens your eyes to see how far you are from your destiny, you will cry. But the Lord is gracious unto you now. The anointing will come on you strongly. I see an angel standing by your side. And there are two packages he will drop. You. Yes, the hand of God is on you. The hand of God is on you. Because you are a core evangelist. I see evangelist written boldly. Written boldly. The grace to bring your ordination to light comes on you. 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 Like the rushing mighty wind. 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 Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We bless you. We glorify you. If there is anyone that is sick, receive healing now. Let eye conditions be healed. Let blinding spirits be humiliated now. Deafening spirits be humiliated now. Dumbing spirit be humiliated now. Paralyzing spirit be humiliated now. Let blood pressures come to normalcy. Let sugar level in people's blood come to normalcy. You will live a healthy life. The Lord bless you. You may wish to celebrate Jesus now.